Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, how are you doing today? It's Christiana. Let me see here. I wanted to say that I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I've been intuitive and perceptive since I was a child, and I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again, and I'm so glad to have you all here. So please, when you call in, only ask one question. No medical or legal questions, like anything regarding health, I can't answer because I'm not a doctor. And this show is for entertainment purposes only. So I said I provide 8 to 10 minutes per person, but that's a bit much. It's going to be less than 10 minutes per person. Probably thinking five minutes, maybe a little bit more. Okay, so I'm going to go to the first caller. And I want to tell you, you can find me on Facebook if you like, if you want a more in-depth reading. The link is in the description box. You see it says Goldie the Psychic. So I also go by Lady Goldie, the psychic screen name that I use sometimes. So, yeah, contact me through Facebook if you want a private reading. And I'm also a white witch. I practice folk magic. So I offer that to people that want spells done. And I do a form of Reiki. It's not officially Reiki, but it's like a form of it that I call healing hands. And I also provide life coaching sessions. So I'm a certified life coach as well. All right, so I'm going to go to the first call now, 956 area code.
Hi. Hello. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name and your question?
My name is Tony, and my question is on career. What do you see as far as career? What can you tell me in career?
Okay, like what career is best for you?
Like, do you see any type of promotion, any type of better pay for job for me? Or
okay, let me take a look. I'm just going to shuffle the cards.
Okay.
Okay, so I got three cards here, and the first card I have is Unity. It's in reverse, so that's just telling me that you've been isolated. It's time to get around more people. I think that a job will definitely help open those doors for you to be around people more. Let's see. Then I got the King of Water card, and it's just saying that you need to seek out advice from a professional or someone. They don't have to be necessarily professional, but someone that has a lot of wisdom that can shed more light on this situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got the Chariot. And it says that as far as work goes, success will come from dedication and self-discipline. So that's basically the answer I got for you. So dedication and self-discipline will bring you what you're seeking as far as in a job, a career. Like, if you want a promotion, you're going to have to just, like, really work hard and be dedicated and self-disciplined. So that's basically what I got.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't see no changes as far as anything coming up?
No, that's all I got so far.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold to listen. I thank you for tuning in. If you want to stay on to listen, you can. So the next caller is the 614 area code. 614 area code. Hi.
Hi, this is Gosen.
What's your name?
Gosen, S-I-O-S-A-N.
Okay, and your question?
Can I get a general?
Sure. All right. One second. I'm just going to shuffle the cards. Okay, so I'm pulling three cards. And the first card I got is the Ace of Winter. It says, don't be deterred by challenges along the way. It's important to communicate clearly and accurately. Amazing new ideas that should be implemented. The Magician. You can do anything. Take charge of your life. You can manifest what you need to be a success. And then I got the Wheel card. Delays are over. Sudden or unexpected good luck, a new car or travel. So does any of that make sense to you? Or?
Yeah, that makes sense to me, especially about work. Just kind of saying my ideas and just to keep going because it is challenging right now at work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's understandable. Definitely just keep going because good luck is in the cards and travel. So I'm not sure what the travel is all about, but it could be related to work. Do you travel at all for your work?
No, I don't, but I would love to. If that opportunity would arise, I would take it.
Okay, it says actually new car or travel, but I'm leaning towards travel. So I'm thinking that you're going to be traveling. but thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen. Thank you so much for calling. You can listen if you like. And I'm going on to the next caller, 229.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I was calling just to see a friend of mine's. I go to dialysis, and this lady, she.
Okay. I'm so sorry, everybody. I really hate to be rude, but this person that just called, let's just say there's some issues with that person, and they're not welcome on my show. So, moving on to the next caller.
614, did I take your call?
Yes.
Okay, 925.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Teresa.
Hi, how can I help you? What's your question for me today?
My question is about, I'm looking for employment. How soon do you see me finding a new job?
Okay. I'm going to shuffle the cards. Okay, so the first card I got was the Ego card, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that you've done a lot of, like, spiritual healing and just releasing things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the Ace of Autumn. Can you repeat your question again? I want to make sure that I'm on track here.
Sure. I wanted to know, I'm looking for employment, how soon you see me finding a new job?
Okay, so you're looking for a time frame.
Yes.
Okay, so when I asked Spirit, the number I got was a number 3. But, like, I've said many times that time frames are really not my specialty, but if I'm going to kind of give it a ballpark or, like, a range, it's going to be either 3 weeks or 3 months.
Okay. I can live with that. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you want me to finish reading the cards, or are you good?
Sure, thank you. Yes, I would like it. Thank you.
Okay. And then the second card, so the first one was the Ego in reverse, so it's, like I said, you've been doing a lot of spiritual healing. And the second card I got is the Ace of Autumn, and it's talking about a windfall of money, advice, or assistance from others, as far as when it comes to work, I believe, and a successful project, and a happy change in your career.
Great.
And then I get the 7 of Autumn. It says, have patience and don't worry. Take time to rest and plan your next steps. A prudent investment of time or money. So.
That sounds like it's right on track. Yeah, it sounds like it's right on track. It does. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you like.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next one is 856.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? And what is your name and your question?
Rose Maria. I guess either a newer job coming in or moving or a new relationship long term. Whatever comes to you.
Okay, can you pick one specific area?
Relationship.
Relationship? Okay. I'm going to just shuffle the cards really quick here. Okay, so I got a past life relationship, but it's in reverse, so that's just This is telling me that this person is going to be very new to you. That's what I'm getting there. And then they want, while you're in the dating world and you meet new people, the angels or the spirit want you to pay attention to the red flags. Just when a relationship is unhealthy or toxic, because I feel like you tend to gravitate towards people that like aren't the healthiest for you. And then I pulled the attraction card. So they're saying you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. So that's basically, you just got to live in the moment if you can. And when you're really enjoying being in the moment and enjoying life, that person will notice you. And I believe that will spark up a conversation and then eventually lead to a relationship.
And
I know you've been waiting a while for this, but sometimes it just takes a while. But I really believe that it will happen for you. And then in the attraction card, this lady is smelling a pink rose. So really just stop and just smell the roses and really relish life. So that's
okay,
basically
cool.
What I got for you. Thanks for calling. We'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. And forgive me if I have taken your call, but 914, have I gotten to you? Hello?
No, you haven't. Good evening. I wanted to ask about business. I'm embarking on a new business. I wanted to know if I would be successful.
Okay.
Oh, and my name is Eddie.
Nice to meet you. I'm Christiana.
Lady Christiana?
Christiana,
because I heard you earlier.
Yes.
That you're also known as Lady Somebody. I apologize.
Lady Golden.
Lady Golden, okay. Pleased to meet you.
You too. Okay, so I'm just going to shuffle the cards. Okay, so you want to know if you're going to be successful in your new business.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so here's what I got. I got the Prince of Autumn card. So I believe that spirit, like, comes through in the cards. So spirit is saying, be cautious, but take action. Be wise about the action that you take in your business. They want you to be meticulous, have meticulous attention to detail. And they're talking about that kindness to others will go a long way in networking with others, which I'm sure that you can do just fine. And then I got the Princess of Spring. It's in reverse, and there's some kind of a roadblock here. I hear something about an empty pot, like you're trying to take or how do I explain it? Like you're trying to give and build this business, but you're like reaching into this empty pot and there's nothing there for you to grab a hold of. So I think some more networking and making connections with people will really help get this business off the ground. I do see potential, and I definitely see it. I'm trying to see more clearly. I see a scale, like a those or like a teeter totter, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about where you. There's an area that you really need to focus on. I don't know if it's getting the funds to get it started, or
Whatever you see is fine. You don't have to bite your tongue.
I see potential here. Sorry, my cat is distracting me. Stop.
I think the cat is telling you to tell him. Tell him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, spit it out, but for some reason it's a little difficult to get it out. I see that you're going to be successful, but it's all about where, where the dice land. Like, you have to be somewhere at the right time, the right spot, and I just feel like it's surrounding networking and possibly like an angel investor, not like an actual angel, but, you know, like an investor, someone that would invest in your business. So definitely just stay open to meeting different people and networking, and I really think that it's going to take off. Sorry that it took me a while to get to my point, but that's basically it. And then I got
You said you got another card. What did you say?
Yeah, I do have another card actually. The Awakening card. It's in reverse, so that's just telling me that there is a block there to you reaching your highest potential of what, you know, they call in the spiritual world like an enlightenment. So definitely time to practice. Meditation is definitely an option. And clearing out blockages in your chakras. You can find free meditations on YouTube. So I think that would help you also discover where this roadblock is, so you can really start to flourish in your business.
Christiana, you know, actually that was the question I wanted to try and slide in and ask you. Was there any spiritual blocks? Because I've been having some challenges financially, and that's somewhat what I've been thinking or kind of feeling. So I was wondering in that card.
Yeah, it goes back to the root chakra and like a sense of belonging and community. I think you have some people that you're close to, but there's something lacking socially. And I think if you just built that up again, you'd feel more balanced. And like I said, your business will flourish. So definitely I'd work on clearing the root chakra, like energetically first, and then start to try to network.
Okay, so you don't see anything spiritually. It's just that root chakra in myself, me not networking as much as I used to.
Yeah, and that is spiritual. The chakra is spiritual. It's also somewhat can manifest physically. So, yeah, I definitely would work on that.
Okay. Awesome. I appreciate you. It definitely does. I definitely appreciate your assistance and your time. And I'll go to mute so you can go to the next person. Yeah, I don't want to hold up too much of the time. I definitely do. Now, you said you, well, there's a website you have here too? No, that's just Facebook?
It's Facebook. It's a business page on Facebook. And just click on the link and it will lead you right there.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. You too. I'm glad you called in. Thank you. Next caller, 917.
Hello?
917. Hi, have I taken your call yet?
Oh, yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, have I taken your call?
No.
Okay. What's your name and your question?
This is Karen in New York. And I wonder, what do you see ahead for me, meeting special friend or friends or love? Definitely need to meet new people.
What's more pressing to you, friends or love?
Friends, because I would want, I'd love to be a friend first anyway.
Okay.
But, you know, I just wonder what whatever the cards would say.
Okay, 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shuffle the cards.
What cards do you use?
I am using Fairy Tarot, and I believe they're by Radley Valentine.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, I don't know that deck, but I like him.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so, friends, you're asking about, let's see what we got here. I got the Queen of Autumn in reverse. One second. I just feel that this card is reflecting some, I would call it darkness, you might call it some depression there.
Mm-hmm.
That you've dealt with.
I've been, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's just reflecting that. And then I got the Six of Autumn. Some financial, like you're not quite where you want to be financially. So I know this is about friends, but I'm just
fine
with the card thing. And then
that's
I got the Ten of Swords.
That's correct. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. And then I got the Ten of Spring card. They're just talking about you being weighed down by responsibilities and that you kind of, you like have your nose to the grindstone all the time, and they want you to, or at least Spirit wants you to, like, play and interact again and just have fun. Go do activities with groups of people that where you're just having fun and you're not necessarily focused on making a friend and just let it flow organically, naturally. And I believe you will make a friend.
Right. Well, the thing is, there's nothing going on. Is, you know, there's nothing that I hear about or, you know, to, like, to go to. Well, I would meet people. So.
Well, what I do is, because I've dealt with some social isolation myself, so I go to meetup.com, and find groups that people that have similar interests. Like I go to magical circles, like people that practice Wicca, which is a religion, and different stuff like that. And then I meet people, and you know, if you're consistent enough, you'll start to make friends.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I know that meetup. I've belonged to several meetup groups in the past, but I think they all dried up, you know, with the pandemic. They all shut down and nothing's going on. That's the problem. A lot of them either, close down or they do online.
Yeah, and sometimes you might have to opt for doing it online. But you can try to find newer groups that are in your area. Or you could even try creating...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can even try creating your own group so people come out to your area. Just an idea. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, that's a thought. I will put a search in Meetup, things I'm interested in, to see if there are any new groups that have cropped up that they didn't, you know, they used to notify you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been doing that. So I figured nothing's going on. But couldn't hurt to put a search in. I'll see if there's anything new going on. Yeah.
Okay.
I've just been waiting for things to lift up. I'm in New York, you know, and I've been waiting for things to lift up and things to get back to more action. But it's very slow going.
Yeah.
So,
I've heard that it can be kind of tough out there, even though there's so many people.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Socialize.
Yeah,
I mean,
it always was maybe a challenge, but, you know, since the pandemic and the lockdown, it's like, the city hasn't recovered from that.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of places.
Yeah.
But I really wish you well. I know what you're going through, so just hang in there. And
okay.
I think things are going to work out for you. I got to move on to the next caller. But
okay.
I thank you for calling. And you can always listen if you would like. Okay, next caller is 205.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question tonight is pertaining to my twin brother and a lady and her children who is his partner. He moved her in our uncle's house about a year ago. And our uncle had, his toes got amputated. So a lot of the family and some outside help came in to take care of him. And so it's not as many people initially, but, we're still, helping him out. Well, since the lady has been there, lately here, she's starting to cause a lot of conflict where, she don't really want family over there, and she's in my brother's ear, one by one, it's like he's just about eliminating, people coming over. Oh, this person don't need to come because of this, or that person don't need to come because of that. And so I just want to know, do you see this lady leaving, or are we going to have to take some type of drastic measure, such as, evict her?
So automatically I got that she's going to dig her heels in and you're going to have to evict her. Basically. Yeah, you're going to need to have her forcibly make her leave.
And do you see how long that may take? And will you ask, is this you know, something that we need to get a move on now?
Does the number 12 have any significance to you in this situation?
Just that she has been over there November, so 12 months made November and a couple of months. So, yeah, 13, 14. So I don't know. Just only thing I can think of is that it's been about a year that she's been there.
Okay. So I'm thinking I don't really have a specific time frame. All I know is that I heard the number 12, or heard it and saw it, the number 12, and that could be 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You
don't feel like it's
or
you don't feel like it's been another year.
Months. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, so either 12 weeks or the 12th of the month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that's not too specific. I'm just, time frames really aren't my gift. So, but I try to give like a general, you know.
Yes. Yes.
The impression I'm getting.
Yes. Is it anything that, I need to know, or that, you know, anything significant when it comes to this situation or this female, anything I need to really know?
I mean, I don't know if she practices magic or what. I don't think she does, but I'm getting that she has kind of the same influence over him that someone like that would have.
Mm-hmm.
She just has that way about her that she gets what she wants, and there are, you know, there's witches that are good witches, but I would say she has the spirit of kind of an evil one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's what's been said. It's almost taming type of thing. I don't know what she's doing, but the things he say and do is just not what he would normally say or do. And this is the first time in our life that we have ever, you know, it's like he just does not like me. And that I've told him, hey, you know, just don't call me anymore. I mean, I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah, that's the power of control and manipulation.
And I told my family, we need to get her out of there. I said, that is going to be, she's going to have to come up out of there, out of that home.
Yeah, it's gonna be a challenge, but you can do it. Just, you gotta dig your heels in.
Mhm.
Well, I have to move on to the next caller.
Yes. Oh, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much. I mean, you hit everything on the head. So thank you so much for those messages. Many blessings to you, and I just. I love you. Thank you for your gift. Yes, thank you so much. And I would like to.
Yeah. Oops, sorry. I put you on mute too fast, so I apologize. But yeah, thank you so much for calling, and I just really appreciate your kind words. Okay, so the next caller is 910.
Hello.
Hi. Who's calling in your question?
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I just want, can you do a reading on my love life? A general reading on my love life?
Okay, general reading.
One second, I'm going to shuffle the cards. Okay. So I pulled three cards for you from the Romance deck, Dorian and Virtue deck. And the first one is that it's just reflecting that you are not just looking for just for fun, but you're looking for something meaningful and long-term. So it says calling in your soulmate, that's it's just reflecting what you've been looking for. And I'm hearing that the universe hears you. Spirit wants you to keep an open mind. So this person that's coming into your life, I believe there will be a man coming into your life. He will differ from your usual type and expectations. I'm hearing someone with a really, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to ask you, is there any description or anything?
Yeah, I'm hearing someone with a deep voice, someone that average height, maybe even a little on the short side, and just with deep voice, very like a deep complexion, darker, and I heard something about being clean cut. So.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're just saying that he's going to be different from what you're usually like.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Then I get the trust card. Spirit just wants you to have faith that this is going to happen. So they want you to have faith. They want you to hang in there and just stay open and really let the universe know exactly what you want in a life partner.
Okay.
So that's what I got. I hope that helped at least a little bit.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. You have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you for calling. Last caller is 856 area code.
Oh, you already got me.
Oh, okay. I keep doing that. So it just gets so jumbled, like, when I'm trying to do the readings and trying to do the switchboard or whatever it's called. Switchboard. So I think I got to everyone's call tonight. Let's see. I'm just going to double check these numbers and forgive me if I've already taken your call and I'm asking you again what's your name, but I'm going to double check. Have I taken your call yet, 917?
Yes, if you want to answer more questions.
No, maybe next show. Next caller is 205. Have I taken
your call? Yes, you can. Yes.
Okay. And I believe the last one I've taken a call to. So, well, we have 14 minutes left for the show. So I'm debating on so if you hang on, the last two people that are in the switchboard, I'm just throwing this out there on being spontaneous. I will actually answer one more question for you.
So I got one person with their hand raised. I will answer one more question for you, actually. So I changed my mind. So what is your question for me?
Okay, let's ask about love life. Why not?
Okay.
Thank you. As long as you're giving me this opportunity, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Just because we have some extra time, so I'm just going to shuffle the cards real quick. Okay. Okay, so I got, the first card is just very directly saying to let go of control issues and allow the situation to unfold naturally. So I'm seeing a gentleman an older gentleman. It's kind of walks with a little bit of a hunch, not too much, but just a little bit. And he sounds like he's from your area. So, let's see. Let me just keep reading the cards. So, I got the Healing Family Issues card, and that's in reverse. So, that's just saying that you've actually let go of a lot of baggage in your life. Yeah, that's a current card, so that's like right now, and that's great that you've done that because it opens you up to meeting someone for love. And
good,
I believe
good,
you
yeah.
will meet. Yeah, I believe you will meet someone, and then I got the Religious Factors card. It's in reverse, so this person is going to be very open spiritually.
Beautiful.
I don't see them being uptight or anything like that. So.
Sounds good.
This man that you're going to meet, he might come off as kind of grumpy maybe at first, but then as you get to know him, you'll just realize that he's just, you know, a passionate person and is just expressive vocally. So just give him a chance. And I think it will end up being a long-term relationship. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay. Sounds interesting. I'm open. You said. Thank you.
How to get out there.
Yeah. Okay. Looking forward to new people. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, so 10 minutes left for the show. So I'm thinking I'm just going to end the show now, and I'm trying to do this show at least at the very least once a week. Sometimes I do it more than once a week, so just stay tuned to the page, the Enchanted Psychic Readings by Christiana page on Blog Talk, and I will post some shows there, and then you can call in. Well, thank you everybody so much for calling tonight. I really enjoyed this evening's reading, and just keep checking up to see when I will be posting a new show. And you can find me on Facebook under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. The link is in the description box. Okay, everybody, take care and good night.